ज्ञानप्रयासम् उत् अपाश्रमन्त एव जीवन्ति सन्मुखुरितां भवदीय वार्ताम् स्थाने स्थिता श्रुतिगतां तनुवान् मनोभिर्जे प्रायशो जितो जितो पश्यते श्रीलोक्याम् दिस श्लोक देन महाप्रभु यस इट्स इन द लाइन एंड बेसमेंट बेसिस fundamental basis is here. What basis? Jnani prayasam udapasya. First you have what property. You live that. That is knowledge. Your own realization, your own research, everything. You leave it. What you are doing through your knowledge, that you leave. Maybe your knowledge and maybe others' knowledge you are eating and vomiting. That is not fact. But what is the fundamental basis? Namanteva jivanti. Full surrender and alive with Sravan Kirtan. That is main thing. San Mukuritan Bhavadiya Vartam means Kirtan and Sravan. Anywhere, Sthanisthita, anywhere. Surdhigatang Tanubang Manuvir. And verbally, mentally, five monobakos. That is the main fundamental basis is that. This type of question happened when Guru Maharaj is searching his guru. Where is my guru? And he went to Bharat Seva Samsanga, Purnavananda Swami. And he asked Purnavananda Swami, you are not my guru, I know. But where is my guru, can you say? And Purnavananda told to Guru Maharaj, yeah, anything you can collect, but first go to Shankaracharya. Jnana Marga, then Yoga Marga, then go to Bhakti Marga. And Bhakti Marga is the superior, no doubt. But first necessary to karma, Jnana, Yoga, then Bhakti. That is indicated in Gita also externally. How do you do that? But Guru Maharaj told Purnavananda, but Mahaprabhu told that. You first you go to Kodmi, then you go to Jnani, then you go to Yogi, then you go to Bhakti. So Mahaprabhu not told, and scripture also not told it. Then why you are telling like this? Bhakti Yoga starting, and Bhakti Yoga is end. There is in the middle nothing. Mahapurus, say Guru Maharaj, gave an answer to Purnavan, who is the founder president of Bharat Seva Sangha. Anyhow, there Guru Maharaj has got one friend, Suresh, his name is Suresh. And Guru Maharaj asked Suresh, Ye Chaitanya Dev, is Bhagavan or Bhakta? What is your opinion? But he's staying in a hostel. And Suresh gave an answer, very nice, Guru Master. If Chaitanya Dev is Bhakta, then he is the more better than many Bhagavan. He is more better than so many Bhagavan. If he is in Bhakta, that is my idea. And Pranavananda said, first go to Karma Yoga. Your energy, you collect one goat and go to Mother Kali and sacrifice there and eat that meat, then get strength. Karma Yoga, like that. Anyhow, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, when Mahaprabhu rejected Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Bhajami, not rejected actually, Mahaprabhu told it is external. Bhaccho means external, not a deeper conception. You, Ramananda, I want to hear from you deeper and deepest conception about Krishna Balsa. You tell that. And Ramananda one by one telling him, Mahaprabhu rejected. Yo hoy. Agi kahoa. Mahaprabhu, yes, it is okay. But more than that. You proceed on. That is the fact. But bhakti yoga, starting with surrender, mood of surrender, and immediate starting practicing life with Shravan and Kirtan. That is Mahaprabhu's life. Immediate. You surrender and got up and Shravan and Kirtan. Jivanti sanmukhuritang bhavadiya vartam. Jivanti sanmukhuritang bhavadiya vartam means hear from proper channel the divine glories of Lord Krishna. Everyone not expert to glorify properly. As their mentality, they can glorify that way. But proper glorification will come from proper personality. And if you are fortunate, then you must will get that opportunity. And hearing from the great saint, Sadhu, here is question. The Sadhu means saffron cloth. That is not mentioned in the scripture. Sadhu means short. Short means who will understand Satchidananda. He is sadhu. Only sadhu is not good. Good, but not good. Sufficient. But Chinmaya Ananda, where is the transcendental feelings and transcendental joy, full presentation, there you will feel sadhu. That may be brahmachari, may be griyastha, may be vanaprastha, may be sannyasi, may be antarya, may be mlecha. Actually, we make some standard for peace in this material world. Not will disturb, you not will disturb my family, I shall not disturb your family. This is the rules and regulation. Scriptural rules and regulation means like that. But they are always mixed with some religious, theistic mentality. Not atheistic anyway. Always theistic. But proper guideline is that the devotion to Lord Krishna, that is the final. Guru Maharaj said very clearly in Prapanna Jivanamrita book, what is Saranagati, what is surrender, what I told just now. You first surrender, then come out with your practicing life. So what is surrender? Meaning Bhagavad Bhaktita Sarvam Ittusrijya Vidhevapi Kainkarcham Krishna Padaika Asrayatam Saranagati. This is written in Prapanna Jivanamrita. Everything will be fulfilled. Even scriptural advice you can avoid, but everything will be fulfilled to surrender Sri Krishna. This knowledge you keep fully with you and your everything will be successful through that. This kind of faith and example given in Srimad Bhagavatam, yatha taror mula nishechanena trippanti tatskanda bhujo prasasa pranopaharat yatendriyanam tathaiva sarvarhanam achyutecha achyutaman Krishna. When we are putting the water in the root of tree, whole tree getting nourishment through that water. Like that, when we are putting our devotion to Lord Krishna, then everything becoming very peaceful and happy. There is no question, who is Indra, who is Chandra, who is Varun, who is Brahma. No, not necessary to search. Because when I am giving my devotion to Krishna, everyone getting that, like root of, like tree, getting water and the whole tree getting nourishment, like that. The Krishna Bhakti, that is the supreme and devotion to Lord Krishna with full faith. Full faith, this is the main thing. Not necessary to realize how much percentage I shall give here, how much percentage I shall give there, how much percentage. Not necessary to realize that. I remember when I joined in this mission, I come to Guru Maharaj's lotus feet. And Guru Maharaj was happy to see my activity. But one question Guru Maharaj given me. You join in my mission, it's okay. But can you follow me? And I told, yes. That time, my habit was to say, yes. No, it is not in my life, I am telling. Always yes. And Guru Maharaj asked me, can you follow me? I told, yes. No, not like that. What I shall tell you, you will follow. And what you know, you leave that knowledge. Can you do that? I told yes. And I feel the many questions come. After the Guru Maharaj's with the service of Guru Maharaj, so many questions come. But I don't care the questions. Guru Maharaj's order is, and I have been that. That was my nature, that talent. I have got that inspiration, and I have got very, very good result through that. The Guru Maharaj wanted was sufficient. No question is there. This type of mentality in our society, many I have seen. Here, yesterday, gone Judhamannu. You know Judhamannu Prabhu? Judhamannu, he have no question. Many times I ask him, have you any question? No, Maharaj. But when I am telling to Judhamannu something, and Judhamannu telling me, you want this? It's only his one question. You want or not? Yes. No other question. Judhamannu is only one question. And I surprised. He is American and great man. And long time he is in Krishna consciousness. But habit is very perfect habit. He accepted me as an acharya of society. Then what I shall tell, that is the final for him. And every question I have, many questions I have done him. But he is only question one. You want or not? When he gone to China, before that he asked me, yeah, I am getting one opportunity to go to China. But you want or not? And I told, yes. I want everyone will go everywhere, and you must. But my target, you know, the Krishna consciousness must be there with you. And he accepted and gone to China. And good result, one man, and spreading Krishna consciousness very happily. And this is fact. Je vishas shrutha sapte vishas kahe sudhridha nishchay Krishne bhakti kaile sarva karma sahay. Shraddha, what is the main fundamental basis? That is shraddha. Means vishas, means faith. Faith, not ordinary faith. Sudhridha nishchay must be through this devotion. Krishne bhakti koile sarva karma kurta hai. If Krishna is satisfied, everything will be satisfied. This is vishas. You see, very wide Vedic mission. Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad, so many Upanishads. Vedanta Darshan and four, five kind of Vedas and Ashtadash Puran, 18 kind of Purana and so many key scriptures like Bhagavad Gita, etc., etc. But everywhere Krishna Bhakti is supremely established. And I surprised they had little bit chance have got the rishis, they established devotion to Krishna. I surprised to see that. Because we was before some suspicions about our religious activity. But now it is clear. But I have seen Srimad Bhagavatam is a big book and supreme in Krishna consciousness. But finally, what advice given Srimad Bhagavatam? Nam Sankirtan. You do Nam Sankirtan of Lord Krishna, you will be fully satisfied with your all activity. Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Pāpa Panāsam Parāma Dukkha Samanantam Namāmi Hare Kriya. And Mahāprabhu more simple way is called Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama is Kevala. And you will see all the religious practitioners, they are chanting the holy name of Lord. Lord may be Allah, or Lord may be God, or Lord may be Buddha or any. But everyone chanting the Lord's name. All Sampradaya. And that all, everything knowledge coming from Vedic knowledge. We can understand this. And we will realize the whole spiritual history. This way. Guru Maharaj told it. Ye Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita hai. It is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. If you give your devotion to Lord Krishna, you will be fully satisfied with that. But one thing is that question will come to us. We are doing but not happening. That is the main question. We are trying, we are doing but not happening. What is this? And that is the difficulty for us to stay in one position. But before that, if we realize, we can see somehow something fault. And that fault, what is that fault? We must try to understand that fault. And if we realize, we can see there the offenses, that kind of offenses we are telling. That is the obstacles. And avoid the offenses, you must get result. And scripture also said which way you can avoid. That is namapa rādha yuktānam nāmanne bahaṁ tyagam. Constantly with love and affection when you will chant the holy name will be pleased to you and your obstacle will go out. And this is fact. Like daylight, why you not will get that result? And this is the Mahaprabhu's conception. Attach yourself with, make attach yourself with that divine connection, then you will get rid of then tarpare slokta ki ache tomar mone ache, you know, later after slok anyhow blindly put your faith, not necessary, one life in my hand, and here we shall go always fighting with several conceptions, several type of debating. That's not necessary. When simply we understand from the whole system going to mood of devotion, it is true everywhere. Maybe they are the divine form of Lord, there are some question may can come. But practitioners, the mood of activity, that must be devotion. Here is no doubt. And everywhere that they told, no problem to surrender to Lord Krishna and Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. And when all scriptures said Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ishvara Parama Satchidananda Vikrama Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. And who read the Brahma Samhita? He is so highly qualified, I can say, because there is everything very simple way exposed in Brahma Samhita. That two books Mahaprabhu bought from South India. One is Brahma Samhita, one chapter on the Brahma Samhita. And second is Krishna. Krishna Karnam. Two books. Krishna Karnamitam, there is pastimes of Lord Krishna, exposed different kind of mood of devotion, but all devotional mood going to Madhura Rasa. No other rasa is exposed there. Only Madhura Rasa is exposed there. And that is the Supreme. Then we can understand that. But Krishna Karnamrita, maybe from far we can see, not to go so close, it will be Saudiaism, not to go so close, but from far we must see, and which way we will see it through the eyes of proper person. Only not my eyes. My eyes can show the opposite, like slide show. When slide you will go, you will go upside down, then it will come positive way. Anyhow, God conception and proceeding. Mahaprabhu giving that two things. One is Brahma Samhita, God conception. And second is procedure, Madhura Rasa. Santo Dasya Sakka Vatsalya Madhura. But here is exposed Madhura Rasa. Bhakti Sai Sirasarabhaga Manjadisya Daivinana Paladi Bhakishura Mukti. Mukti Shayang Mukulita Angali Shiva Desman Dharmartha Kama Vataya Samaya Patikha. Like this slogan, so many good slogan in Krishna Parnamita. Then, not necessary to start with karma, gyan, with others. And Mahaprabhu rejected that. Varnasrama Charvata Pujena Paramma Krishna Radhade Pantananda Tattva Sukharam. This is karma. Pantatu Pujena. Every procedure going to follow the devotional line. And Mahaprabhu said, not necessary to go by that way. Come this way straight. The Grand Tank Road from Howrah to Peshawar. Grand Tank Road, one road is there, Grand Tank Road. From Calcutta, one road gone. So long time ago, Sher Shah done it. Sher Khan. Like that. If your vehicle follow that road, you will go to Kashmir Peshawar. Anyhow, the Bhakti Yoga like that. Janayet Tasi Vairagyam Gyanam Sajata Vaiti. Bhakti Yoga Prabhati. Everything you will get, if you will get mood amount of devotion, full surrender to Krishna and surround Kirtan in your practicing life, you will continue. Plus you will be fully satisfied. And for that Mahaprabhu said it. Yeah. Then it's not necessary to go in the head of Karma Yoga, then head of Jnana Yoga, then head of Ashtanga Yoga, then head of Bhakti Yoga. Not like that. Bhakti Yoga starting from Sravan Kirtan, Sharan Bandhan, Archan, Dashas of Path, and no other practicing procedure. And from top to bottom is one procedure.